ASSINIBOIA, it started with a Facebook post January 25 on Assiniboia's Olympia Theatre page announcing, due to lack of respect in the theatre tonight, children will not be allowed to come to the movie without supervision. Anyone misbehaving will be removed from the theatre. Parents, please be responsible for your children. Numerous comments of surprise and dismay followed, citing children climbing on coat racks, crawling on and attempting to pull over vending machines, stuffing and jamming various items into vending machines and disrupting other customers. Supporters also voiced concern that kids are not realizing how lucky they are to have such beautiful facilities to use. Sometime on the same day, Southland Co-op Center posted a similar notice that they had no choice but to temporarily close the door to the children's room at this location. The space has had many people donate money towards it and has provided a great service to little ones in the rink. Southland Co-op Center's post included this statement: "Sadly, the vandalism and disrespect are at an all-time high. We can't even leave a remote in there without it being smashed to pieces. We have holes in the walls from kids throwing chairs at each other, the wall-mounted activities have been ripped off the walls, we have kids spilling their hot chocolate and grinding their popcorn into the carpet, and every single toy we have purchased has been destroyed. We do not have the budget, or the manpower, to have someone sit there 24/7. This isn't even happening at well-attended hockey games, this is during practices when parents are sitting right outside the door. Until a solution has been confirmed, which appears to be cameras that will be reviewed daily, followed up by phone calls made daily. And this will also mean kids will be kicked out of this space." The SCC social media post also acknowledges that they have witnessed horrible behavior every single day, not only in the kids' room but in the multi-room, the dressing room hallways and the mini-stick rink, making it near impossible to keep and maintain nice things. Signs were posted January 26 stating that the room is closed until further notice, as well as no food or drinks will be allowed in that room. This public post also garnered numerous comments showcasing community disappointment in these actions, as well as support for whatever needs to be done to resolve this, suggesting things like user fees and pass cards, security cameras or volunteer supervisors to enforce rules. Robert Ellert responded to one comment stating, "Cameras are everywhere except for that room, didn't think it was necessary. For now, solutions will take some collaborative thinking on setting clear expectations, having well-enforced boundaries and outlining clear consequences when misbehavior occurs."